Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Turnbuckle Time Machine. We got a Raw for you, fresh off of Calgary Stampede, or we're calling it Calgary Krabopple. Is that right, Rob?
Canadian Krabopple.
Calgary or Canadian Krabopple. Yeah. Could have been Calgary Krabopple, too.
Could have been.
Missed that opportunity.
Yeah, it's already up.
It's posted. Look it up on YouTube if you already haven't watched it, which you should have coming into this episode. Because this is going to spoil it all for you. And this is it's an interesting Raw. We're still in Canada.
Edmonton, yeah.
Edmonton. Home of the Oilers. And a lot of pro-Canada stuff still going on.
Still, I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, two episodes is enough, I think, in Canada. Maybe too much. They could have gone back to America by now. But they're spending a couple days trying to save on their frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, we will be in our next episode heading all the way down south, deep in the heart of San Antonio, Texas.
And we know that we'll be getting a tag championship match there.
That is true.
Stone Cold and a partner to be named against the winners of the tag tournament, and that'll be tonight.
That's tonight?
That's tonight. Championship is Lil Oe, British Bulldog, against Nation of Domination, specifically Farouk and D'Lo. D'Lo Brown. But we do start the night off with an interview from none other than Bret Man himself.
Of course. Bring him
coming
on
out to a raucous applause. And you mentioned while we're watching it, this might be the last really big pop he ever gets.
It could be. I mean, we're going back-to-back Canadian nights for him.
This has got to be his peak, like, at this year. Like, this is a pretty good couple nights for him. 100%.
I mean, we covered it. Yeah.
We were there.
It was bad.
But the crowd was all about it. And they are here. And you learn pretty quickly. And what we're going to find here is that there's a ton of SummerSlam matches already announced. I think we already knew this one was coming. Bret Hart will be the number one contender for the WWF Championship against The Undertaker at SummerSlam. Mm. So that's huge. And it's on August 3rd. Don't know what date this is taking place, but I think, are we in July now? Is it July? In 1997? I don't know. Probably is. It's maybe like, no, maybe not.
WrestleVessel.
It throws us off. I feel like we'd remember fireworks. They had sweet fireworks back then.
Yeah, but in the WWE, they do pyro twice, one for the past. There's a lot of.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't it be fucked up if they were in Canada for 4th of July? So maybe this is the end of June.
Would have been fucked.
I bet we could look this up. I think.
Don't I look it up?
No, your phone's filming us.
Oh.
So how are you going to look it up?
But I'm in the lookup seat.
No, that's not the lookup seat. I think we'll just have to get Klaus on double time here.
I think he's taking a cigarette break. Which is weird. Like, we're filming, like, you could have just...
No, that was July 6th, 1997. So right now we're in July 7th, 1997.
Yeah, okay.
So we are less than a month away from SummerSlam 97. Yeah. As Bret keeps calling it, the SummerSlam. At the SummerSlam.
We'll be drinking.
We'll be fucking.
At the SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. Me and Sonny at the SummerSlam. Sorry, Brian Pillman. I'm fucking Sonny at the SummerSlam. We haven't heard anything about Brian Pillman and Sonny yet, and haven't seen them together.
Leaving it all up here. I don't want them to say anything more. Leave it there. You
know
what I mean?
What if they're like, oh, we got a sex tape with Sonny and Brian Pillman. Buy it on WWE.com. Number no longer active.
Well, we'll cover that in lost episodes. That should have been episode 69.
Ooh, you're right. You're right. Too bad we just covered that shitty pay-per-view.
Too bad hopefully. We have a time machine and we could probably just... Hey, guys, remember Canadian Stampede? We got one better for you.
Yeah. Well, it's called
the Loose Cannon.
Yeah, it's called the Loose Cannon. And not only that, Loose Cannon, big proponent back then of Not a Condom. We introduced it to him.
That's true.
Back at the Calgary Stampede, and he's like, oh, hell yeah, this is right up my alley.
Yeah, well, he kind of took away, like, hey, we got a condom brand, and he gave us the only thing he's going to punch a fan thing. Like, no, that's not a condom, not a condom.
And he was all about it, so he used it. Some say Brian Pillman Jr.
I was going to say,
You're looking a little bit like Brian Pillman Jr. right now, actually.
Yeah. A little varsity blonde mix. Yeah.
Working out.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Oh.
That puts some boys on rock. Speaking of the Rock, Brett comes out.
Yeah, and Brett, very anti-American.
Big anti-American.
Who knew?
I had a feeling.
He says a lot of mean things about us Americans. We're pissed. But the Canadian crowd's eating it up. And he said he's not going to let the Canadians down. And he's going to beat The Undertaker at SummerSlam. And you know what, Sean? If I don't beat The Undertaker, I'll never wrestle in America again.
Again?
Again. Yeah, it'll be done.
He's done this before.
Last time, Stone Cold ruined it by re-injuring Bret Hart. So now he's doing it for realsies with The Undertaker at SummerSlam.
So what does he have in his back pocket? Like if shit
it gets, seems hits the like, fan, okay, just DQ? Look, if I'm him, why would I want to wrestle in America? It seems way more fun to just wrestle in Canada every night.
Yeah, it seems like this is, Also, Disney come out and he's just like, hey. That's for all my Canadian fans out there. Hey,
Canada.
Yeah, not a fan.
But he calls out Lil O, brings him out.
He does.
And Lil O, he comes out, and they reveal another SummerSlam match. He says, and I know my brother Owen is going to beat Stone Cold at the SummerSlam.
We'll be drinking.
Lil Oe versus Stone Cold. I don't know if it's for the Intercontinental Championship, but I would expect so.
I hope so. It needs to be, right?
Yeah,
it
you would think so.
They might launch it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, they don't specifically say, but that is the match. Then he calls out his brother-in-law, the British Bulldog.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, you know, I know that they call Ken Shamrock the most dangerous man in the world. But after what Bulldog did to him yesterday, it's going to be no problem when he beats Shamrock at the SummerSlam.
We'll be drinking. We'll be fucking at the SummerSlam.
So Bulldog versus Shamrock at the SummerSlam. I don't know if this is for the title either.
It has to be, right? The most dangerous man in the world? The most dangerous man of Europe.
Ooh.
Japanese Hitler. No, it's Ken Shamrock. When he wins the title. If he wins the title.
I could see title changes in both of those situations.
Yeah. You're back in the US of A, baby.
Yeah. You never know what might happen. I don't know if they've announced where SummerSlam is. Here, last year was in Cleveland, the Gund Arena.
We'll see
where it is
this year.
They took the horses versus the trains. Who took the horses?
I remember the same.
Who rode the horses? Was that the Smoking Guns?
No.
Somebody rode the horses. The Godwins? No, they rode the train.
No, the Godwins, I thought were... Oh, yeah, because Phineas has never been on a train. Yeah. He's like, was it Bart and Billy Gunn?
I think so. The Smoking Guns. They rode the horses.
Oh, I was thinking... The Blackjacks when you said Smoking Guns.
Well, they would have if it was this year. They might do that this year if they're in a town that has a new train line.
Yeah, the monorail.
Monorail. It's SummerSlam. So they're really just hanging in the ring. Bret Hart is excited. He's like, you know, in normal Raws in the WWF, we have American television, American announcers, American cameramen,
And the two Puerto Rican guys looked at each other.
Yeah, whoa, ¿qué pasa, Holmes? Yeah. And then he goes, well, I'm going to do something for you Canadians. Take a look at the screen. And he plays O Canada. And it has a video of the Canadian flag billowing in the wind.
Nobody kneeling, by the way.
Nobody kneeling. Because they don't have those kind of problems in Canada. Which Brett does point out.
Yeah.
Very astute observation. And while they're all solemnly singing O Canada, Stone Cold runs in and hits them all with a chair.
Oh, that's worse than kneeling.
That is pretty bad. Vince is pissed about this, by the way. He is so appalled that someone would interrupt such a solemn affair. And he apologizes for, the WWF apologizes for Stone Cold's actions.
What's that line where he's with CM Punk in the ring? He goes, I apologize, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you rapist. Yeah. Isn't that the pot calling?
Come on out, you rapist. God, has anyone done like Vince's best moments now that he's retired? He said the N-word a couple times.
We need to compile that for sure.
Yeah. Come on out, you rapist. There was like memes about Deshaun Watson when he went to Cleveland, and it was like Baker Mayfield in the locker room, like, come on out, you rapist. Did you read any of the allegations with him where they're talking about...
Ooh, Deshaun or Vince?
Deshaun. Well,
yeah. No, I have not.
There was, I believe, he was either in court or something, but one of the lines was, do you know if she was a licensed therapist or massage therapist? And he just keeps going, I don't know, and then I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
But who the hell knows that they're like, if you ever gotten a massage and you're like, are you a licensed therapist?
No, usually they'd have their diploma up behind their office, right?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you can just tell. Their hands can tell a story. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I did know she was a licensed therapist. Then she started stroking my cock. Yeah. Then I was like, damn, this girl knows what she's doing.
Yeah. You're like, actually, let me see some credentials. Never mind. Never mind. Yeah. You seem like you went to University of Phoenix for this.
Yeah. Online.
It's an online school.
Yeah, it's an online school.
Actually, I don't even know if that's still active. Brown Mackey College. One course at a time. We don't want to put a bunch of subjects at you at once. It's just one class at a time.
You
focus
in
30 on this.
Years, but you'll be a nurse, finally.
Yeah.
Shout out to nurses, by the way. Thanks for keeping us all alive.
Mm-hmm. Remember when they were heroes? And now no one gives a shit anymore.
No, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Remember when people that worked at restaurants were heroes?
No.
They were for a minute. Support your local restaurant.
Now we're just...
They're risking their lives. Now we're just, and now it's just like, what do you mean? A 45-minute wait, you bitch?
Right. You know? What do you mean short-staffed?
Yeah.
I can't get fries that are right side up? Come on. Still bitter about that McDonald's experience, by the way.
Let's bring it back up, because my hatred is fucking...
I was driving past there the other morning, and I'm like, oh, I should probably get some breakfast. You know, it's like 10 a.m.
Same one?
Well, I was driving up the expressway, and I was gonna where can I get McDonald's? I'm like, I can't go there.
Because you were going up north?
Yeah, like, it's too much of a gamble.
I will say, probably the most convenient off exit.
Right, no, it's close to an exit as it could possibly be.
It's literally, as you get off, you turn, and then the one's right back at. There's like nothing.
I will say, I waited like an hour to get off. I got off, and it was like 3 miles down the road, the Wendy's I went to, but totally worth it. Greatest Wendy's experience I've ever had in my life.
So the food was warm?
The food was not just warm, picturesque. The fries were perfect. Nobody else was in the restaurant.
That's never happened at a Wendy's.
Dude, you gotta go to a
Wendy's. Is still good, but it's just like, hey, maybe make it hot.
They took your advice to heart. I went there, yeah. It was like 11, okay? Nobody's in there. I got perfect service. Before I even finished pouring my drink, the food was ready. And it was perfectly hot. The fries were amazing.
What'd you drink?
Red cream cherry cream soda. Bet you weren't thinking that.
No.
Yeah, no. Dave Thomas, they have their own brand of red cream soda that you probably couldn't even get at a normal place because it would be out. The thing would be out, and they were fully stocked on every flavor, every syrup. It was incredible. It was incredible. I'm going to take you there one day.
And where at Narnia was this? Does this exist?
This was in the wardrobe itself.
Yeah.
So.
I always said that Wendy's is like, dude, you already got the upper hand on like a lot of these, like, but just, you know.
You got baked potatoes.
Make it warm.
Dude, well, so my thing with Wendy's is if you go before 4 p.m., you're good. If you go after 4, it's going to suck.
I think I've been before 4 p.m., but.
No, but, no, like, I, you I also, know. You are a big picking it up and then driving home and eating it guy.
I've done reviews where I'm in that parking lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I know at Wendy's, you can't drive home.
You don't want to, just, you got to sit there and eat it, man. You got to sit there and eat it. Just hang out at a Wendy's.
Did they have a solarium?
They didn't. No. But that's the only complaint I had. But it was a rainy day, so it wouldn't have really mattered much anyway.
You're better off without one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, in that situation.
It's eating Wendy's alone inside when it's raining in a solarium is pretty all-time low. So make sure.
All-time high for me. It's all how you look at the situation.
Yeah. Are you a Red Cream Soda half full or half empty kind of guy?
Three quarters full.
Let Dave Thomas know.
So you know what? Remember a highlight from last night at the pay-per-view? Calgary Stampede?
Yes. What was the highlight again?
Taka Michinoko versus the great Sasuke.
The best match, really.
We get a rematch, dude.
We did.
We get a rematch tonight.
Yeah.
And after Taka comes out, then Too Sexy comes out for some reason. He's going to be on commentary.
Allegedly, Jerry the King Lawler's son.
They've literally said it at least five times. You keep saying that, but you're not listening. You're making chicken sandwiches when this match is happening. I'm listening to him call him his son like five times on the telecast.
It won't make sense to anybody, but shout out to Chicken Sandwich.
It was really a chicken sandwich. Whoever you got that recipe from, shout him out.
It comes up here, all in the hair.
Ooh.
No, at the end of the match, JR says, bye, son. And then the King says, who are you calling son?
Right, because it's his son.
But he's not admitting it yet.
If you were listening, you would have heard him say it.
Okay.
But he is definitely.
Guys, if you end up checking out the episode, make sure you pay close attention. Don't make a chicken sandwich.
Yes. Leave the chicken sandwich making to the professionals.
It was good. The brioche bun really helps.
This is my line of the night, too, by the way, on this commentary.
Let's hear it.
Too Sexy says that. I'm most worried about catching rabies from one of these hairy legged Canadian women. And you can't tell that's King's son. That was my King impression. And then he does his laugh. It's the most obnoxious laugh ever. But that's my line of the night. Oh, actually, there's another good one here, too.
Okay.
This might be yours. This might be yours. Taka, this is another this entertaining is mine. Match. Taka this does some mine. Sweet flips, botches some springboard action, but it is still good. And then there's two lines here from King that are...
Did you write the one down? Because I don't want to botch it.
Yeah.
Can I say King's line? So Taka is outside of the ring, and Jerry the King Lawler is kind of throwing some shade at the Japanese wrestlers. Goes, how's a Japanese guy named Taco? And I think I audibly laughed as I was making food. But that was a good one.
And then he says pretty soon after that, they're flying around like kamikaze pilots.
I did hear that.
And he goes to Brian Christopher, a.k.a. to say, you'd shoot those down, wouldn't you, Brian? And he's like, absolutely. And then he does his obnoxious laugh. Objection, Your Honor.
It wasn't the last one, guys.
No, I'm just kidding. Suzuki wins with a Tiger Powerbomb.
So he won twice in a row, basically.
Yeah, I don't know why they did the rematch, to be honest, just to give Brian Christopher some airtime.
Sure.
Then...
what
do
we got next?
And Vince says, oh, that means the DOA is nearby.
The DOA.
And then we cut to commercial. Then the Puerto Rican poppies come out.
What are they calling them?
La Boricua.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to say that, so we're going to call them the Puerto Rican poppies.
Or you could say it like Vince says, it's the Boricuas. Boricua.
Which is more racist? Yeah. Puerto Rican poppies?
Yeah, I like the Puerto Rican poppy name. It's cool. Yeah. The PRPs.
Why don't we call them the Puerto Rican peppers? Because
he was jalapeno pepper.
How do you say that? Say it 10 times fast. Savio was in the Puerto Rican poppy.
How many peppers? Savio Puerto Rican poppy peppers. That's just like any Ahmed Johnson line.
Yeah,
How many pick
I was in the field. I thought it. They were picking the pepper.
You do more Amish shit in this chair. We'll say, it works. It really flows through
Yeah, for sure. And so Safi,
I want to keep going. I feel
Safi, I got something to say.
I'm just saying, I got jalapeno peppers. I'm a pickin' peppers. If I was a Puerto Rican poppy, I'd be pickin' peppers any day.
Yeah. Maybe there's good and hard things to say. That's tough.
Who's writing this? Yeah. I don't say this stuff. So Savio and the Puerto Rican poppies come out. They make his point to stop at the Spanish announce table, say hi to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the... then DOA actually comes out. Like, they were just, like, revving their engines before. Okay. They came out after the Puerto Rican poppies. And, man, are the Canadians fans behind the DOA.
Huge on DOA.
Huge racist
Canadian
fans.
We wanted to talk about how they talked about how racist America was.
They're way more racist if they're on the Canadian side here.
We were getting DOA chants. DOA.
Yeah, maybe that means something in Canadian.
Hmm. What could it be?
I don't know.
I can't even.
Disciples of, you know, Sean.
Disciples of, you know, Sean. I think so.
The actual match here is Savio versus Crush. So some bad blood, some history. Match starts, continues on for a bit. And Savio.
Is there bad blood? They both got fired.
Well, they both got fired, but they were each costing.
They both quit.
Oh, you're right. But they were both costing each other matches, like, you know, for like a month or 2 months before.
Right. Okay, that's a
very
good point.
So that's where
the
bad
blood
was.
Very good point. Very good point.
And DOA, or Savio gets thrown out of the ring, and DOA just starts beating the crap out of him. And immediately gets DQ'd, and there is a whole kerbopple around the ring. See, it's hard.
Oh, my God.
It's hard over there.
Really, oh my God.
Before we start this, he's like, man, what if I spill my drink over here? I'm like, yeah, and that was close.
Tom did in one episode. Jesus Christ. And I'm like, now, ooh. My heart
right, wakes you up. Wakes you right up. Oh, man. Yeah. You're ready to go now.
Woo!
Woo!
Let's go. Wakes you up.
We get a Paul Bearer interview.
We'll start my morning off with a tip over a nice.
You know, if we start doing these in the mornings. Like you want, so we get better lighting in here.
What are we, Eddie and Jobo?
Yeah, we could be Mancow in the morning. Howard Stern.
I almost jinxed you there.
Oh, and then I wouldn't have, then you would have.
Back to my show.
if you jinxed, you get this seat back.
Well, I don't want to spill again.
I'm not touching my cup again today. We got a Paul Bearer interview. He's backstage, and boy is he got some saliva brewing. He's talking about how much Undertaker's a murderer. Vince is asking him, why should we believe you that Kane is alive? You could just be making this up. And
True. And
he basically says, because he's seen Kane, he's seen how mutilated and scarred he is. He can't go out in the sunlight because of the scars. And the whole time he's saying this, he gets this, like, you know, like some old guys will get like that white, like saliva in the corner of their mouth.
This looked like lotion.
Yeah.
It was such a creamy base. It wasn't like
saliva. You know, when you're like really pounding away on a bitch's mouth for a while and all that slobber
comes
up?
That's called discharge.
Yeah.
Vaginal discharge.
No, in her mouth. In her mouth.
Yeah. It's called that. This one?
Yeah.
Are you kissing her girls, dude?
No, no. With your wiener. Your face fucking. Face fucking. Shout out to Peas for the face
fucking.
Shout
out to you. So that concludes the end of our episode, guys. Make sure you check us out.
Whoa, this is so much better than what you were saying last episode.
I said, okay.
Don't start up again now, Robert. Basically says Undertaker's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's a murderer.
And then Kane gets on the mic. He goes, you want to know how I got these scars?
Undertaker murdered my whole family.
We were smoking cigarettes by the embalming fluid.
I wish that's just how it went.
Should we do a Joker Kane?
Joker Kane, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's almost like too good of a
new
character.
Yeah. You don't want to know why they called me the Big Red There we go. Let me bleep that out.
Okay. Bleep that one out.
I think the fans.
I'll bleep out the shout out to Peace, though, because I know he'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
We get the tag tournament championship next, guys.
Here we go.
NOD versus Bulldog and Lil Owie in a tag championship. Winner faces Stone Cold and a partner to be named. Stone Cold's in an interview with Vince via satellite, via backstage video. And he says, I don't care who my partner is, and basically WWF can kiss my ass. Vince gets so mad.
Bad.
So you're out of line. Bad you're stuff. Out of line. And we're cutting. Cut this interview. Cut this interview.
He legit seemed pissed.
Yeah. Pretty pissed. And so he cuts the interview, and we go back to the match. So it's D'Lo and Farouk versus Lil Owee and Bulldog.
Still a hometown pop for these
still
guys.
Still a huge hometown pop.
Is it more of a pop for Owen's new haircut, though? Did we ever think about that?
It's really nice. It's a really nice haircut.
It's a good.
I would suggest maybe checking it out for yourself.
We'll look into it. But we'll a nice into, two, three yeah. on the sides.
Oh, yeah. Two, three on the sides. Nice little like flat top brush up top. Yeah. Little Greg Ostertag kind of look.
Yeah.
Know? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to get that haircut. That used to be my haircut. The Greg Ostertag.
Really?
Seth, straight through eighth grade.
Yeah.
I would go to this barber and my dad would be like, yeah, you know, and I would get the flat top. Dude, you should see my fucking fifth grade basketball picture, dude.
We'll put it here.
I'm going to get it for you.
I'm laughing because we put it there.
See, isn't there so much fun when you just say put it there and then you know that like it just gets there somehow?
Yeah. I love this universe. Just like we'll put Sonny right here too.
They do do a little background on D'Lo. You know how JR is pretty quick to always mention where other people played football and all this stuff. But apparently D'Lo is a pilot and he's an accountant.
We knew the accountant now.
Yeah.
In present day.
But he was already a CPA, accountant, pilot graduate. He could do it all, man. He's an accounting pilot.
So shout out to guys with one tooth.
Yeah.
Just because they think you have one tooth.
And he also is a pretty lowbrow move here. He's got Bulldog in like a submission hold, and he spits on Lil Owee in the corner. Lil Owee comes out and gets stopped pretty quickly. But Lil Owee, I think, gets thrown out of the ring. And Kama Mustafa goes to body slam him. But then Pillman has a flag and just starts beating Kama Mustafa. A whole big kerbopple happens.
Yeah.
Ref's counting this whole time because everybody's out in the ring. Last second.
At nine?
At nine, Lil Owee slides right into the ring for the W.
Do you think Lil Owee, big pop by the way, they advance, but would Lil Owee,
a big pop,
if he never got his hair cut, be able to get in the ring at the last
no,
second?
No, it would have been too, he would have been too slow. Not I aerodynamic think so too. Enough.
Did you say aerodynamic?
Yes. Aerodynamic.
I'll edit it in where you're like, it just says aerodynamic.
Aero.
He said it.
He's a hero. He's a real hero here in Canada. Mankind then comes out with a Stone Cold shirt on and doesn't do anything. And he just walks back to backstage. So that's weird. We get another good match here, Stone Cold versus Triple H, so a couple future Hall of Famers. Stone Cold comes out, you know he's beefing with Vince, he just wipes his face on the announce tablecloth, like just grabs it and wipes Vince, and Vince just points at him and does the same thing, like, what is he doing? And that's it. Then he goes back and starts the match. China, you know, pretty decent match for the most part. Towards the end here, China grabs Stone Cold's ankle when he's, running off the ropes. And then she starts distracting the ref. Triple H goes for a chair, goes to hit Stone Cold while China's distracting the ref. Mankind runs out and he takes the unprotected chair shot to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the dome. Triple H turns around. Stone Cold lands a stunner. And you get a 1, 2, 3. For the W.
No kick in the nuts, just straight stunner.
Just straight stunner. He's not quite doing the kick in the nuts every time yet. So we're gonna get there. I think I pointed this out. What was the before and after guess here that I had? I said, what do you think happens first?
Does Stone Cold start drinking beer, or does the WWE change their logo to the
WWF to just the WWF?
I try not to say it just in
with
case.
The white. You know, the Attitude Era logo.
We'll put it.
So swipe up, let us know what you think, what happens first. Don't look it up, though, because that would be cheating.
Yeah, are we taking bets right now? Because I don't think we
should. Actually... we do a bet? Yeah, let's.
Well,
do a bet.
I said that
we
they're probably a month apart.
Okay, should we do a carbon bet?
What
do
you think? Let's try to remember this one though. I'll let you take the pick, and I'll take the.
I'm saying logo changes first.
Okay. Stone Cold has to consume any bit of beer, right? Or are we talking about his famous?
Well, I'm thinking the famous, but like I'll give it like a beer because he's not even coming close to any beer or anything right now.
Right.
So we'll give it a beer, an entire beer.
Well, he won't drink it. He never drinks an
entire
beer.
Well, so should we say anytime he smashes two cans, the first time he smashed two cans together? Mm. Or say he's like, there's a scene where he's at a bar and he has a beer with dinner or something.
No, it's got to be more.
We'll know what's right.
We'll know what's right.
Okay. So I'm on board with that bet. Don't forget it.
Hold us accountable, boys and girls, and Z's and Zers.
Z's and Zers and his and hers. Mankind is still out there. Stone Cold grabs the mic and says, Mankind, I know you're coming out here with Pit Me Stone Cold. You're interfering in my matches on my behalf. Come up here and, we'll hug it out. You know, you want to be my partner. They hug it out.
Ooh,
everyone's all excited.
Let's go.
Boom, Stunner.
Oh, God.
And he says, I'll never pick you as my partner, Mankind. You're a long-haired freak and I don't need no partner.
And he gives him, I think this is the first time we get a little DTA, don't trust anybody.
Yeah, he says that. DTA, don't trust anybody. And I think he has said that before, but now he's making it a thing.
Mm-hmm.
DTA, DOA, it's all hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
You know, Sean. But Mankind gets on the mic here and has some interesting things to say.
Yeah, where's this going?
He says that he realizes he's going to have to do something next week that he's never thought he'd do again. And the WWF will never be the same. And Austin will never be the same. And certainly Mankind will never be the same. I didn't think of it right then, but I think have thought of it since that I think we're going to see another version.
Should we make another bet?
Dude Love versus Cactus Jack. Who do we think it's going to be?
I'm 100% on Dude Love.
You are? Do you 100%. Know?
I'm pretty sure I know.
You know? I think we shouldn't do a...
I am 80%. I also thought, you know, Brian Christopher was in that Fatal Five. Maybe. I think it's Hardcore Holly.
Yeah.
I just knew there was a missing person. So anybody you said, I just didn't know. I did think Ahmed was in there, but he... had to join the Nation of Domination and get injured again. I'm almost positive it is Dude Love. I just know that there is a point in time, I imagine it is this time, where Stone Cold and Dude Love have the tag team championships. Okay. But I could be wrong. I usually am.
So you think that's a thing? I mean, I'm on board for it. I was just thinking we could do another bet. He has been doing the bang bang, you know?
I mean, he can come out as Cactus Jack. It's very possible. It's very possible.
Well, that's why I think we do a bet. We got some Jaeger over here. We got some coffee liqueur for next week.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm going to say Cactus Jack. You're going to say Dude Love. Swipe up. Cool. Let us know what you guys think. And hold us accountable, please. If you guys don't hold us accountable, no one will.
That is true.
No one will.
I've been doing some shady shit lately. None of you guys have said a goddamn
Nobody's
word.
Swiping up.
Yeah, I know.
we do get some more Too Sexy content, or Brian Christopher as he is going by.
Okay.
And he's against some Canadian light heavyweight and he wins.
Sunny
does announce them, and she's looking good in some
white top
baby. Yeah,
at the summer slam we'll be drinking, we'll be fucking at the summer slam.
Stone Cold comes back out, so he's got an interview now with Vince in the ring. And basically he's saying a bunch of Stone Cold things. And specifically, he says about his match against Lil Oe at SummerSlam. If he cannot beat, he says, put this in the contract. If I cannot beat Lil Oe, he can pull his pants down, pull his little panties down, and I'll kiss his ass.
What?
Kiss his ass!
And that's going into the contract.
Stone
Cold Kiss My Ass Club, question mark?
No, although Oe Kiss My Ass Club.
Technically, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I think this is where Vince first gets
the
idea.
Follow up. You got a haircut upstairs. Did he trim his ass?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I'll go he does.
Okay.
He trims his ass. Hold us accountable, guys. It's another car bomb.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be hammered next week. Or it's after SummerSlam, at least. Because that's when all these are coming out. So the only one... What was the first? Oh, yeah, the first bet, who knows?
That's a long time.
All the rest are going to be paying out about a month.
It's better than the ones we did earlier. Like, what's the date on when, you know, Crush is no longer going to be black?
But we don't remember what we said?
Yeah, we don't forget. We all forgot the dates. No,
we, I mean, I think we both were right about the...
The Diesel.
The Diesel and fake race. But we don't know. But we know, but the fake Diesel, we don't know until we see Kane. That's why we haven't done it yet. Because we could just see fake Diesel at any given time. You never know.
Yeah.
That's got to be Diesel. You said you saw him versus Sean in your house coming up, so.
No, that was Wayne. Also, shout out to Peacock if you are watching. Stop putting them in opposite order.
People want to scroll down so it doesn't spoil what happens.
You guys probably know this if you watch Peacock. It's like, we don't need the latest episodes and have to scroll down to the bottom. Make us start from the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
we have to play this game where we have to close our eyes. And
That's called Degeneration X. Oh, that's Bad Blood. I know all these. Shit. But either way... We get the main event.
Main events? Who do we got?
Brett Man versus Goldust.
Versus Goldust. Interesting.
Goldust has a little promo. Says, "You'll never forget the name." Goldust. Shout out to Siraj, big Goldust guy.
Stay true to this day.
Stay true. Big only guy who's still a Goldust guy. Match begins, little back and forth action, and then all of a sudden, DOA comes out.
Yeah, why?
He just surrounds the ring.
Let me stop. Why?
I don't know. I think maybe because they got such a big pop from the Canadians. Like, oh, you know what? Let's go back out there. They really love us.
That's fair, good reason, argument, right? Yeah, I rest my case, Your Honor.
Objection, Your Honor.
Jinx. Back to my show, boys. Yeah, you're not jinxed.
No, I know. You could never fucking jinx me. LOD and Ken Shamrock come out next.
Okay.
And they just kind of stand up at the ramp.
Because...
I would also mention DOA comes out and they're just hanging on their motorcycles around the ring. Then LOD, more letters, and Ken Shamrock come out, and they stand at the ramp.
Okay.
Hawk.
Well, that kind of makes Shamrock sense, because they were just in that fatal
right.
Five.
Then Stone Cold comes out.
Okay.
He's standing behind them up at the, all the way at the top of the entrance.
Okay.
Then Brett wins with a roll-up.
Well, Heart Foundation's there too, right?
Oh, yeah, they're there too. They come out.
Yeah.
I wondered if they were out the whole time, though, were they?
They were... In between.
Brett wins with a roll up.
Against Goldust? Okay.
Against Goldust, and Heart Foundation surrounds him in the ring.
Okay.
And that's the episode. A lot of nothing at the end there.
Yeah, well, it's Canada. If you're going to have Brett win like two times in a row, it's going to be a lot of nothing.
You know, Send the Rob.
Crowd home happy. What's the dark match in this?
A lot of people say. That they had another 5-on-5-on-5 match with the DOA and the Heart Foundation and LOD and Ken Shamrock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, bunch of hyenas and racist bikers. But really, that was it. That was the end of the episode. So I don't know if there was a dark match. You got a can story or anything to kind of round this out?
Yeah, I actually do. I was thinking today, why don't I just give you my cans?
I don't want the cans, like, per se, but I don't want to, like, just, like, not take them back. You know what I mean?
I mean, I recycle mine.
Right.
But some people...
Well, you could be getting money for it. Yeah.
Or you could be getting money for it.
Right. Which, I mean, I'm not going to take them. No, I don't want them. Like, if you bring them over to my house and you leave them there, fine, and then I can return them at my own pace. But I don't want to just, like, I don't want to be the guy who, like, oh, hey, Tom's here. Give him our cans. It's like,
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
You're like, I got fucking a tuna can. Someone gave me a tuna can.
Yeah, you can't do it.
At that point,
then
you're composting and everything.
Right, then you're like, oh, it's that bum that comes to get our cans and not your coal.
You're washing out fucking jars of Prego just so you can recycle.
Well, does he want? Does he get scrap metal for this? Can he get a scrap price? Yeah. Fuck that. So, no, let me, I mean, at my, when I have a party, I'm at my house, I got people dropping cans. I was pissed at it. I mean, I returned these cans last time, and I'm like, dude, the fucking people are throwing regular plastic cups and stuff. I'm like, this is for cans. Do you not understand how things work here in the state?
Wait, they're putting, like, Solo cups?
Yeah, like, I'm like, this is just, no, it's in the way. I can't return it. I'm just duking the cans to return. Like, throw it in my regular recycling. Throw it in my whatever, you know, like. No respect, I tell you. And they call me the dead man. They think I'm a murderer. I'm a murderer. Kane's alive. No respect. Well, that's about it then, huh? Is that all we got?
I would say, yeah, that's all I got.
You know, one thing I was going to mention and I forgot, but now that, you know, I'm basically the host of the show, I'll use this platform to bring it up. I just wanted to give a shout out to... Two things. I talk a lot of shit about Vince McMahon's commentating and his vocabulary, but I have noticed he said this word a couple times.
Proboscis?
No. It's Pell-Mell. Pell-Mell, or is it Pell-Mell? Pell-Mell, I think. I'm going to have Klaus look this up, but I am bringing it up because it is a word basically meaning helter-skelter, and it is a word that was big. It is Pell-Mell. Big Scott Witcher word in high school. He's like, oh, that's my new favorite word. He told me that one day. Pell-mell. It's actually two words in one, but it basically means helter skelter. And I just wanted to give a shout out because I know he's a big fan. He'll be listening.
Sure.
And,
what
and
can I ask origins on that? Because it seems...
I don't know why he came up with it. I just remember one day in high school.
Not saying, him.
What?
Not him. The origins of, like, the actual
word. Oh, the origins of the word, Pell-Mell?
Yeah. Well, it's like a spelling bee. Can I get it in a sentence?
Yeah. Can I mean,
the origin?
Well, I mean, in the sense that Vince used it, he's like, everything's going Pell-Mell here.
I think it means hellfire and brimstone.
Hellfire and brimstone. I will see what the origin is. It is French. It means to mix. In French. So there you go, Scott. Shout out there. I would say that, you know, another shout out to Scott. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.